Hey y'all, before we jump into today's episode, we would like to invite you to a special event we're hosting on May 30th called Women in Whiskey. Join us for an adult field trip filled with Southern fun at the Jack Daniel's Distillery right here in our home state of Tennessee. Get ready to learn while sipping. We will be taking a private tour of the distillery, enjoy a barbecue lunch on the beautiful hillside, and partake in early happy hour with cocktails provided by Jack Daniel's as we listen in on a conversation with women who work in the industry. The conversation will be led by yours truly, your hosts of the Steel Magnolias Podcast. Learn more about the event at steelmagnoliaspodcast.com. You can grab your tickets there, and we cannot wait to see you on May 30th. And now, on with the show. It's the season finale to season 5. We are here at the table and we are so excited to talk to you guys about some of the milestones from this year, some of the highlights, wonderful things that we're looking forward to for Christmas, and some of the things that we've been doing this month. So without further ado, come on y'all, meet us at the table. I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias. The strength of steel with the grace of a magnolia. We are here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
And we've got plenty of room at our table. So pull up a chair.
Ding dong merrily on high. I'm not going to sing the song.
Well, it was in our Advent study, and when I saw the words written out, you know what it reminded me of?
Little Women.
I love that movie.
I know. Do you watch it often?
I haven't this year.
I don't mean often, but like, do you watch it like every...
Oh, if I see that...
Once a year or once every 2 years or something?
And I have to tell you, I like every version, but I just adore Susan Sarandon, Winona Ryder version.
I know.
And I hate Amy.
I'm sorry. Kirsten Dunst was easy to hate.
So easy.
She
to
was
hate.
Amy. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
I don't,
she was grown.
That's a strong
Amy.
Word.
Yeah,
but
I know.
I
that's
do.
Harsh. This I is do. Our Christmas episode.
Really not
we
like
probably
her.
Shouldn't start with people we don't
but
like.
I got an amazing compliment this week.
What?
A massage client came out of the massage room, and I had the doors open, and so she could see my living room.
Yeah.
And that was kind of intentional, because I wanted people to see the Christmas
tree. Christmas tree right there, yeah.
But they don't always see that or pay attention to the living room. And she came in and went, oh my gosh, this looks like where Little Women
no way
would be, this room. And I was like, oh, that's a compliment.
Wow.
There's no piano or anything. I don't know what made her feel that.
The warmth. And
I hope
that
it was warmth.
It's funny because it doesn't look Victorian in the way that your decor is. There is
I mean, there's a fireplace, but it wasn't going.
That's sweet though.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe it was on her
it
mind
made my
too.
Day.
Well, that's a good one. I would love to watch again soon because I haven't seen it in a long time.
Let's watch that on Wednesday night.
You don't want to watch White Christmas?
No, I do.
Okay, we're watching White Christmas. We sometimes see it at the Franklin Theater, but they're not
playing
it much.
They didn't give us hardly any options. I haven't watched It's a Wonderful Life yet, but I will.
I've watched like the silly ones. I've watched Elf and Home Alone.
I watched Home Alone, Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation was on just a little bit in the background while I was doing other things.
Well, I enjoyed watching that, but I did fall asleep. Because you know, I mean, I know it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we all know
I wasn't
it.
On the edge of my seat yeah. wondering what's going to happen.
I know. At this point, all of those that I just named, I just kind of have on the back, in the background. Just
oh, I sit on the edge of my seat with It's a Wonderful Life every single year. I adore George Bailey. I feel like I'm like a female version of him in some ways, mm-hmm. in a lot of ways, actually. But there's just so much goodness in that movie. And
have you ever seen it in color? Have we talked about this?
Yeah, it's not right.
You've seen it in color? I've never watched it in color, but I think they have it in color.
I think
right?
I have, or maybe I've just seen the movie poster in color. I don't know.
I don't know if I'm remembering that correctly. I feel like they colorized it, but I've never seen it if they have. So maybe it is just the poster. Did you have any other Christmas books or Christmas entertainment of any kind that you have done or you're
I've
wanting
done very
to do?
Little Christmas focused things. Yeah. I don't ever have many Christmas parties.
Yeah.
And I have only had one we went to together that's called the Favorite Things Party, which we should talk about that for a minute again. That's been my only Christmas party. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been to any Christmas shows.
Yeah.
I want to take Jacob to the Nutcracker when he's big enough because that's fun. I love that music. I love Nutcrackers. Mm-hmm. It's just, I think that would be fun to do together.
Yeah.
But I had my girlfriend's, college girlfriend's weekend this weekend, but only two of the four could be there.
Yeah.
So.
And usually I'll do it here around Dickens Festival, yes. Charles Dickens Festival.
A few times we've done it elsewhere, but most of the time it's been here, but we were in Kentucky this year, in Elizabethtown. So it was good to see Laura and Jim, her Kentucky. Husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did go to a cool show, but it just wasn't at all Christmas related.
Oh, are you going to talk about this?
I can talk about that now, or we can talk about favorite things now.
Well, either one, because they're your stories, so.
Well, favorite things.
Whichever one you want to start with.
We've mentioned on this podcast before, but that is a party where a friend of mine invites a lot of her group of friends, and I usually only know the host and three other people, including Laura Beth.
Yeah. So this is the second year.
Yeah. This is her second year to do it. She's been invited to a different one.
Last year was the first year she had done it.
It's the first year she's ever hosted one.
She was really good at hosting. I didn't think that.
So she had attended one that had gotten so big that she felt like she needed to split off.
Okay.
So that's what happened.
Okay.
And
I got invited, but I was too sick to go because I've been sick since November 2nd. So I've been pressing through. I could not record last Sunday.
There's no way she could have recorded.
Y'all
it wouldn't have been fun. It wouldn't have sounded good.
Yeah, I'm not even sure the last four episodes have sounded okay, but I've pressed through and done my best to at least get something on the airwaves. Okay.
That's so how much we love you all.
The story is, though, you have a limit on what you're supposed to spend. $25?
20 to 25, yeah.
But you got to buy three of them.
Right.
Three of the same.
So it's a pricey
thing.
I mean,
yeah.
Money's relative for somebody that's one stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you bring three $25 items, all the same thing.
Yeah.
Something that's one of your favorite things. And then you go home with three different favorite things of someone else. Mm-hmm.
And it's not Dirty Santa style. There's no stealing.
No stealing. But you're literally just picking three packages from under the tree, not knowing at all what you're getting.
Yeah.
So I actually got to pick six this year because I played for Laura Beth.
That's true.
So that was fun.
I've had a win. This is a complete stranger to me, too. But now I've memorized her name on a lady that attends. So don't think if I go next year, I'm not looking for her package, what package she brings in. Because I happened to get her the first time.
And then
you
happened to have
picked her the second time. And they've both been my favorite things. Of the favorite things.
Okay.
So I might be following her in.
Okay. Well, I got to know who it is later. But it's a cool
party. So what did you bring as your favorite thing?
So I brought from drift.com.
Yes.
A air freshener for your car with 3 months supply of air fresheners.
These aren't just air fresheners that you would think of, like paper that you hang from your mirror. These
are classy. It's a wood block
that
fits on a magnet on your visor. And I just, because I got myself a 3 month several months ago and I don't have any more.
Yeah.
So I just put essential oils, you know me.
Well, did they say that that's okay to do, or did you just come up with that? Because they probably want you to buy their scents.
They want you to get, in fact, it's actually a monthly, like you can subscribe where it just comes each month.
Well, I've been stretching mine out since you gave them to me October 26th.
So I put essential oils for the first time on one and I let it sit so the wood would kind of soak it in.
Okay.
Because at first it's all just sitting on there, the drops.
Yeah.
So it soaked in. And it's nice. I'm not going to say it's as good as when I first opened one and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But it's good.
So when they get to the number that you are in the order that presents get brought in, you're assigned a number. So the people that picked up your gift start to open it and you tell the group about it.
What it is.
Right? Exactly. Isn't that how they did it?
That's right.
So you told everybody about that.
Hopefully they all loved it. And so with your three, I did not open them. I just watched the other people. Mm-hmm. So I knew what you were getting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But somebody was like, well, technically you could open all of them and then give her the ones you least like. And I was like, I can't do it like that. I just can't.
I'll be like, mine are kind of dinky. That's But it's weird that you got all really good ones.
I think they're all good.
No, they were all good. Well, I sent with you my lazy sort of sleep routine because I love to sleep and I'm pretty lazy at night in terms of getting my face washed the right way and all
You've
that.
You've gotten the boy clean and now you're just
so
like...
I sent my favorite makeup, eye makeup and facial makeup remover pads from Neutrogena. And then my favorite scent to spray, like linen spray from 1818 Farms, which I met
Count your
through
sheep.
This podcast.
What a cute name.
Count Your Sheep. Yeah. So I met 1818 Farms through this podcast. We interviewed her like 2 years ago, and I still love the linen spray. And then I just put a little headband with it, too.
Well, one of the things you got from your favorite thing, one of the things you received, was some Buff City laundry detergent.
Yes.
And was it in the scent? Narcissist.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were looking on their site and you were like, ooh, I bet I would like fresh cotton.
Yes.
Okay, you're going to die. So I'm cuddled up on Laura's couch this weekend.
No way.
With a blanket. And I was like, Laura, what kind of detergent do you use? I could just smell this all night. She was like, that I wash the blankets in Buff City fresh cotton.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
Is Buff City like...
It's a chain.
A chain.
It's a chain.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that was a new thing here in town. Okay. Well,
so there you
I
go.
Knew I'd like it. I like this narcissist, but it's a statement.
Okay.
I feel like. I'm only washing my... Actually, I washed Jacob's clothes in it, so we'll see how that goes.
He might be like, Mama, I know. I love smelling like a girl.
That. Sweatpants that smell floral, but we'll see. And then I got a frother, a milk frother.
That'll be cool.
For your... hot beverages. And then I got dark chocolate items from Trader Joe's. So like little dark chocolate mints and dark chocolate covered shortbread cookies and like a little.
The lady was so cute that had that. She was like, this has just been such a joy to me all winter to be
so fun.
Eating these fun snacks.
Yes. And she put it in a really, really cool kind of oversized tote bag.
Yeah.
That I've already used 2 times.
Awesome.
To carry gifts.
Well, that's why I picked that one for you was because I thought, well, I'll put all her gifts in this nice tote.
Yeah.
So I got a wine insulated bag.
Oh, cool.
I haven't shown you what I got.
No. You told me you would tell me on the podcast. So here we are.
Here we go. I should be pulling them out of the bag right now. But I have this insulated wine tote, a brie baker.
Oh, cool.
You know, for baking.
For baking brie
cheese.
Yeah.
And what was my third one?
Could you bake anything else in it? Or
oh, you totally
for
could.
No,
okay. You could. But it has the little brie knife for cutting it.
Okay.
And just the size of it is like appropriate
for
a wheel of brie.
Yeah.
But you could bake anything in it. Okay. It's really cute. And then my third thing, a massage gun, which I did not have.
That's hilarious.
The massage therapist got a massage
gun. Like a mini one?
It's mini.
Because I've seen those everywhere.
The minis?
At all sizes.
So the minis must be in the price point. Because
TJ Maxx.
You know, I thought they were like
Macy's,
$80.
Belk, they all have the massage guns this year. Mini to, full size.
Well.
It's popular.
I picked that because of the wrapping was so cute.
Okay. Well, that's a good choice. That's a good one. That's a good one. Well, you did well. Thank you for playing for me.
So I'll tell you about this show that I saw.
Okay.
It was not at all Christmassy.
Okay.
It was here in Nashville. It's called Food. That's the only one word title.
Okay.
But the guy who put it together, it's a one-man show.
Okay.
I guess you say that, Jeff.
Yeah, that's Jeff. Okay.
Sobel. It is so cool. It's coming to Texas next. So if you're...
And it's him.
This
is the guy.
It's
he travels
a traveling
with it.
Show.
Okay.
I'm not sure. He is out of America. But apparently, in a few cities where this has gone, it was like the hot ticket to try to get.
Okay.
So a friend of ours had an extra ticket and invited me to come. And it was one of those things, if I had seen... just the brochure yeah, or something, like, I don't think I would have. Okay. It would have caught my attention, yeah. But it was so cool. So I'm going to do my best to, in a nutshell, describe it. It is part illusion,
huh?
Part storytelling.
Okay.
Part comedy.
Okay.
But it all is around where our food comes from.
Are you eating during this?
You don't eat at all. And they have to make that very clear. There okay. is no food
okay.
eaten at this.
Because I got invited to and I thought this was a dinner. I'm glad I didn't go.
Well, she like would have sent you the email
yeah.
That gave you further information about it. But
okay.
there's,
where our food comes from. Okay.
And kind of just the progression of food as we've progressed as a okay. society.
Okay.
Okay. So I can't even do it justice, but basically there's this huge square table in okay. the center of a room
okay.
with a white tablecloth on it.
Okay.
This runner and a candle.
Okay.
And he's standing at the kind of head of the table.
Yeah.
So three sides are seated with chairs.
Okay.
35 people fit around the table.
That's it? That's all that was there?
And then otherwise you're in these risers.
Oh, okay.
Around the room.
What was the venue? Where was this at?
It was at here. It was called the Oz Arts Center in Nashville. Okay. And I've only been to it one other time, and it was for this really cool artisan craft sale.
Okay. Okay.
Kind of in West Nashville.
Okay.
But anyhow, the I'm not going to, I don't want to give away what all happens,
oh,
and
you
I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
But it was super cool.
Is this?
And if you get a chair at the table,
yeah.
it's interactive.
Oh my gosh.
More so than if you're surrounding.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, you're like, there's plenty of room at the table, so pull up a chair.
There wasn't. All of those were taken.
Yeah, that's true. There's really not plenty of room.
Because those were the hot topic. I mean, the hot item tickets, but. I mean, even the risers looked pretty full to me.
That's cool.
So, but there was one thing that was kind of fun for me that I will tell. I don't know how he did it, but I'll just tell you that before the show, he's kind of walking around to the 35 that are seated and asking a couple questions and different things like that. So he has this little notebook and he comes up to Jennifer and I. We were together, and this friend of mine, and he's like, let's say you're at a diner. Do you know what you would order? And Jennifer was like, absolutely. And I was like, I think I know. And he was like, okay, I want each of y'all to write down. And he has two different little notebooks.
Okay.
Write down what you're going to
order.
And you keep the paper that you write of what you've written on. So she writes patty melt. Okay. She told me later what she wrote. I didn't know what she wrote.
Yeah.
I wrote turkey Reuben.
That's pretty specific.
Which is kind of weird, but I do love a turkey Reuben. Right. I don't really love corned beef.
Okay.
But I like a Reuben at a diner.
Yeah.
So I wrote turkey Reuben. So anyway, later in the show,
yeah.
at one point of the show, he gets to this part where he's talking about an American diner and do you know what people love to eat at a diner. And he has a microphone. He's kind of walking around. And he's also got a tray, you know, where he looks like he's kind of a waiter in a fine restaurant. And he's asking a couple people. And, you know, one guy's like, oh, cheeseburger and fries. And
that's
you know,
what I thought y'all were going to say. Somebody was between you and Jennifer.
And someone else is like, ah, patty melt. Absolutely the patty melt. Yeah. You know, and that's when Jennifer's like, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what she read.
Yeah.
When he's only asked a few people.
Right.
And then he comes to me and he's like, what are the ingredients of what you would order? And I was like, sauerkraut, rye bread. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking people are going to think I'm going to just say Reuben. And I was like, turkey. Mm-hmm. And so a couple of people were like, whoa.
That was good.
Thought they had it figured out. Well, I was like,
well played.
And so he says, ladies and gentlemen, the turkey Reuben. And that's what he had on the platter.
How in the world did he do that?
So, you know, we don't know the hows, but he
that
wrote it down.
Trips me
I mean,
out.
He had it there.
Yeah.
And he was like, take a bite. Is it a turkey Reuben? And I mean, it's hot and everything.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you did get some food.
So I took one bite of the turkey Reuben.
That's interesting.
So it's crazy. And there was lots of things like that that happened. And it's super cool. But anyway, wow. If it comes near you, Texas or whoever.
Wow.
Food. It's very interesting. That is
very interesting.
But deeper than that is it got me thinking of, as you know, I'm a deep thinker.
Yeah.
So the whole way home and the whole next day, I was thinking about how I haven't put much energy or time or money into creativity tickets and things like that lately. I haven't done many museums.
Yeah.
And just how much life that brings me.
Yes.
And I think it probably does bring life to everyone. A lot of people. But maybe it's different. For some, it's a Broadway show. For some, it's, you know, a live bluegrass show.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't know what the specific thing is. Yeah. Maybe for someone, it's seeing photography.
Yeah.
But I do think it's important that we don't just get so in the normalcy of paying the electric bill and going to the grocery that we don't sometimes find time for beauty and creativity and
that's really good
innovation and
I
even was literally going so far as I was thinking what story do I have to tell that could be told in a weird creative way.
Wow. Yes.
You know, one of the ones that came to mind is I have said before when I have read the book of Revelation, it's so strange.
Yeah.
And
so strange.
Somewhat symbolic, but somewhat literal. Yeah. And I don't even know if my theology is exactly right about it all. But I have said before, I wish the guy that started Cirque du Soleil would find Jesus and do a Revelation Cirque du Soleil.
My gosh.
I think it could be so cool.
That would be amazing. Wow, Lainey, that's incredible. That's such a good idea. We had a play at our church this morning as part of the service, which was mostly kids. But it took a lot of writing from an individual in our church. And she did so. I was so impressed with her creativity. Like the way.
It's a gifting.
It is.
To be able to write songs and teach kids to do it. And
I think, especially a story that is as familiar as the birth of Jesus. And to show it in some other way. So, actually, Corey, the gal that wrote this 8 years ago.
Okay.
And has never gotten to
put it into motion. Action.
And there is a movie called The Star, which came out 6 years ago, and it tells the story through animals. It's animated.
Yeah, but it's Darling,
the whole
actually.
The point of view of getting to the baby Jesus is through these animals. That was sort of similar to this, but she was like, I wrote this 8 years ago, so
I actually
dibs
was before.
On The Star. Yeah, she's like, if you see similarities, I didn't copy. But yeah, so creative when it came to the set and costumes and, you know, just really, really interesting to see how people can be creative. Because some of the characters, even I was like, how are we doing a camel? You know, because I envision a camel having four legs.
Uh-huh.
You got to be horizontal, you know, but they were able to do it with just a little kid. And, you know, they just made the hump and it's, with his facial stuff they did. He looked like a camel.
Okay.
Just different. So different. But yeah, it is pretty wild to see all the different
expressions. It's so cool how people do things like that. I remember seeing The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe from Chronicles of Narnia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how are they going to do a lion that can walk and talk? Well, it was unbelievable how they did it.
Yeah. That's what I've heard about The Lion King. Just the way that they do the costumes.
It's been on Broadway a long time and I've never seen it. I mean,
I haven't either, but it might have finished its run.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Don't fact check me on that. Just if you want to go.
Well, all of this talk and thinking through, I have just, you know, at our Christmas brunch, how we get to take an ornament that has a word on it. So my word was beauty.
Okay.
And I thought, I want to chase some beauty this year.
So you want more ticketed events and items?
Just seeing art and as best I can.
Yeah.
Just trying to see some beauty. That can also be going to a park and looking at birds or
Yeah.
I just you do kind of have to be intentional.
You do.
For those things.
You like, do.
Every once in a while God will just smack you in the face with something that's takes your breath away.
Yeah. It's almost I feel like we're presenting a good sell to why you should have season tickets to like an art museum or like to a performing arts center so that you're just already in the
ready
in
to go
for the next event. Because life happens, so it's hard to make the time and carve out money for it.
Just
and all
gotta
of the
be
things
intentional.
I'm doing a cookie swap here at the end of the week.
I wish I could join that,
which is super reminiscent of Mom and I doing that when I was like in second and third grade. We used to always bring oatmeal cookies. And when we did it, it was a pretty large group.
Yeah.
And I feel like we had to bring at least
six dozen. I think it was six dozen.
So I'm trying to go a little easier on my group. I'm only having everybody bring a half dozen per person that's attending. So we only have to do three dozen.
Okay.
Which is fine. But still,
and that's what you leave with. They're just a variety.
Yeah. You still got to make three dozen cookies. That's still the week before Christmas can be challenging. But anyway, so I'm still not sure what I'm going to make, though.
Well, I had a cookie this weekend that was so fabulous. I've got to get the recipe. But it was a molasses cookie. And oh my gosh, those are so good when they're good.
When they're chewy and not crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. I've had some that I'm like, is this a vanilla wafer? Or
yeah,
is this
it's not supposed to be.
I know.
It's got to be chewy. Yeah.
So we have a thumbprint cookie coming, you know, like the shortbread kind of with the jam.
Yeah.
We've got chocolate chip. We've got, I think, red velvet.
Ooh, a cookie that's red velvet.
Yeah.
I have a good brownie, red velvet brownie recipe.
Oh, yeah. I was kind of thinking about maybe those peanut butter blossoms. Because I felt like that was a nice contrast. You know, with the Hershey Kiss pressed on the top.
Yeah.
It's like
I
peanut
didn't know
butter
that's
cookie.
What that was called. Okay.
I don't know.
I'll pull out mine to see if there's anything.
There's so many that are good out there. I really like just a good sugar cookie, too, that's iced.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
And I thought maybe that would be fun to have for kids, like some ready-to-go sugar cookies, because they'll be kids coming.
And let them do
them. Let them ice some.
That's a cute idea.
That might not be like what I make to exchange, but I might have some.
Extras. You make four dozen or well you need more than that.
Yeah. So we'll see.
That's cute.
If you'll have any good cookie swap recipes, send them my way. There's just so many I just got overwhelmed. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
What else is happening this month? It's just about a week till Christmas. So
I can't believe it's this time next week will be Christmas Eve, Christmas day.
Yeah. So this is our last episode of the season.
Yes.
200 and something episodes. We had really good run this year.
We did.
So ahead of the show, I asked you to look through and figure out what was your favorite episode from season 5, meaning 2023. So very curious. Okay, what'd you land on?
You know I can't land on just one. Well, will you let me do my top? Three or something.
I was
going
to say, you have a top 10.
No, I could, but I won't.
Okay, give me
I'll narrow it down. Okay, thank you.
You probably have them in categories if I know you. Like
I could.
Favorite one that was sentimental, favorite one that was
I could totally do it
creative.
That way.
Okay, just do it however you want.
Well, there's one that's super close to my heart, and that was The Loss of a Steel Magnolia.
Yes.
And that was my friend Catherine Kuntz, who died in the Covenant shooting here in Nashville. And tomorrow's her birthday.
Oh.
And Christmas is coming. And I have little kisses from her all around the house. The pillow right next to you, that peace pillow, is from her. I have a Christmas book she wrote in. And what she wrote in it is impactful in a different way this year for Christmas. It's about just how God makes all things new in the after the winter.
Wow.
Yeah. Whew. But that was your idea, actually, to do that episode. And it was quite healing for me to get some thoughts out.
Good.
And that through that, one of her sisters reached out to me and we got to meet together. And that she also was very healing.
She found the episode. Like,
yes.
She didn't know us.
We probably said hello to her at the funeral, but yeah. I mean, amongst thousands amongst that were there. So I was a little jarred when we got that email from her sister because I was nervous that, oh gosh, was it not good? Did she want us to take it down? Like,
yeah, and it was so wonderfully grateful. For her. Yeah. And so that has to be at the top of my list because of just how impactful that whole thing has been all year through for me.
Yes. I'm glad we did it. That was very outside of the box for us.
Yeah.
To go somewhere like we try and be real, but that was very personal and
it's hard to put an uplifting twist on something that's horrific like that. But she's a Steel Magnolia. So it fit in that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And another one that was very impactful for me because I learned things I didn't even know was with the loss of Jimmy Buffett.
Yes, but we did the episode before that.
I know.
So I was so grateful that we weren't doing a Jimmy
tribute.
Buffett tribute.
It was literally like, man, this is a Southerner who's made a huge impact. I didn't even know he was sick.
I didn't either. I don't even know. I don't think we said that.
And I don't think a lot of people knew that either.
Yeah.
Because he had to cancel some events, but we didn't know that that's why.
Yeah.
I think he just had to cancel an event in Charleston or something when we had the episode.
We may have mentioned that,
but we didn't know the why.
No.
And so, he was just so impactful, and I was so impressed with the philanthropy side of his Parrothead clubs that are, he's not the one behind those, but yet he is.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He's the reason.
He's the reason, for sure.
So, those are two of my favorites.
Those are good ones.
This year. And I love to explore new places. So it's really fun to see some of these towns. I'd never been to Decatur, Georgia or
Alabama.
Decatur, Alabama or Thomasville, Georgia. We did some fun towns.
Yeah. And could have done even more, but we just can't be everywhere. So, you know, like I'm thinking about the Christmas trees of Western North Carolina.
Oh, wouldn't it have been fun?
I would love to have
to
been
go interview
live
some of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Recording there. But yeah, we do get. Go to some really fun places. We could have done a whole tour of my favorite episode, which was the college towns of the South. I just love a college town. I love talking about college football on this show. We've done the college football traditions. Then we did like a re-release of that. And so we were like,
I've had a couple people talk about our energy while we're talking about college football and that kind of thing. And I'm like, well, that's just real. We don't cook it up.
And we had not been to a lot of those college towns, but we knew that they were, you know, important enough in terms of Southern culture that we had to talk about them. So that was definitely a favorite episode. And this one, the next one that was also a favorite was just unusual in terms of what I think people would think of when they think of Southern culture. But I love that we had a good angle to bring to it because it was totally us. And that was our Southern Revivals episode. I had a lot of fun with that because I love history of spiritual heritage and revival history. And there's been such good stuff that has happened through Kentucky and Tennessee and just all kinds of wonderful history there going back to like 1800s. And
that's awesome.
But I felt like that was creative.
So creative.
I don't ever see Garden and Gun or Southern Living or
talking
any
about
Southern
something
blogs.
Like that.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought that one was
That was a great one. I actually thought you might say our episode, The Southern Jewish Table, where we interviewed a couple of women with their new cookbook.
That was cool, too. That was really cool.
Yeah.
They actually reached out to us, and I was like, oh, I feel so known. Like, how did they know that we would like this?
Jewish people in Israel. And then I've thought about them with all that's going on in the Middle East. And so if they happen to hear us, I have been praying a lot about that situation. So
yes, we want to see Israel victorious and just so many people healed in that whole region.
Yeah, and just eyes opened to what's God's truth in both sides of that conflict. So anyway,
I feel
what
like
a great year we've had.
I feel like Kugels and Collards, which was the name of that cookbook, I feel like it recently got picked to be on a pretty good end of year list from somebody.
Oh, cool.
I can't remember. It might have been Garden and Gun. I can't remember who, but I was proud of him.
That's cool.
There's a lot of books that come out in a year.
Oh, my gosh. Even in a lot of cookbooks.
Yeah. If you make a top 10 list on any kind, you're doing really, really well. So.
Well, it's been a fun season. Yes. And we're ready for a little winter break. But yes. We'll be back with lots of new fun content. And my wheels have been turning about some new things. So,
yeah, we typically try and have a little brainstorming session at the top of the year and figure out, are we still who we thought we are? And do we need to tweak anything or do anything different? So, yeah, it's been really fun this year. We've had some sponsors come on board, and that's helped us to cover some costs and sustain some financial things. And we hope
that's all a real side to doing things.
Yeah. We hope to continue to grow that as well. So, keep us in your prayers as we navigate the future for the show. And man, we just hope that this is a really, really, really sweet week or two for you and for people around you, whether that be neighbors or family or friends or your dog or your cat, however you're surrounded, Lord. I just
slow down and savor all that this season has to offer.
Yes.
So much hope.
There is hope. There is hope. Okay, with that, Lainey, peace be with you.
I've got my sweatshirt on. Peace be with y'all.